Artwork can be subjective, and people like all kinds, whether it's abstract, landscape, flowers, horses, etc. And you may wonder, where do all these people get these art pieces? Or maybe you want something unique and not something that is mass-produced. Let me share my artwork sources to stage a home that you can use to stage it or decorate it. Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Hello, and welcome to another podcast episode of the Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel, and today I want to talk about getting artwork sources to stage a home, specifically to stage a home, but also, you know, maybe you want to decorate. Maybe you moved into a new home and your walls are very empty and you're wondering, what do I even put on these walls? Maybe you don't have anything. Or maybe you're, you know, a college person and you have a dorm and you just want to put something up, right? So let me share a couple of these sources. And there's a lot of places that you can go, whether it's online, or, you know, different places. So let me start off with the first one, the biggest one that's mass produced that you may not think about, but you're like, oh yeah, Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby is the number one. And I would say in my mind, they have the biggest selection to pick from with all different kinds of artwork, whether it's, like I said, horses or landscape, flowers, even clocks, you know, those types of things. But I'm talking about just artwork in general, and they have it separated by category. So if you're, you know, into horses, or you're not into horses, maybe you're into movies, or maybe you're into more pink things, whatever it is, Hobby Lobby has got you covered with all the different kinds of artwork, abstract artwork, not so abstract, nursery type things. You know what I mean, right? If you've ever been there and you walk through there, you know what I'm talking about. So that's one place that you can go to get inexpensive. You know, they're not, you know, they have their, you know, $100 price tags, but they're like normally 40% off or 50% off, right? So it just depends on the piece, right? So that's one place you can start, okay? Another place to start is Kirkland's. You know, they have a lot of coupons too. They have more expensive, but lots of pieces that you can use for the colors that you're trying to do when it comes to time to stage a home, right? So maybe you want to stick with a certain color scheme. You can find those types of things at Kirkland's too, and online, because Hobby Lobby doesn't have it online, but Kirkland's does if you don't want to physically go into the store. If that really makes you just dread going in anywhere, Kirkland's is another place that you can go online. And speaking of online, Wayfair is another place that you can go. And they have tons of things to pick from. You just turn the filter on and pick, okay, I want beachy. I don't want beachy. I want landscape. I want abstract. I want whatever. They have all sorts of things there too. Okay. One of my other local favorites before they close is Tuesday Morning. And I can't believe they're shutting down, but I'm like, oh gosh, that was also a favorite to go to find inexpensive wall art. Especially when it comes time to stage a home. They have enough that it's not specific. And that's kind of what we're doing when we're staging a home. It's mostly abstract. Sometimes they'll have, you know, some landscape type things. But basically we're not looking for like nude photos or anything, because we're not going to put those up when it comes time to stage a home, right? So anything neutral, anything that can go with a color, whether you use a throw pillow or blanket or whatever, you can normally find those things at Tuesday Morning before they close. Right. I know. And it's end of May. So I don't know how much longer they're going to be open in 2023. So we'll see. But yeah, but if that's not going to float your boat, then Big Lots is another place that maybe they picked up the slack from Tuesday Morning, but they've got a lot of neutral, friendly, minimalist type artwork there as well. So if you like the minimalist look, minimalist, can I say that right? that's another place that you can find artwork to stage your home. Okay. And again, inexpensive. You don't need to spend a whole lot, you know, like hundreds of dollars or anything like that. Maybe you just need to put something in the bathroom or something in the dining area, eat-in kitchen, something like that, right? They have some things there too, okay? Another thing that what I've learned as a home stager is that, like I said, a lot of the walls are empty. So I opened up my own Etsy shop called Willowbrook Printable, where I am actually selling pictures that I took of my travels and posted them out there so that you can then buy them and print them as landscape pieces. Just recently, I had one where we had went to the Outer Banks, and I have a beautiful sunset where it's the pinks and orange and purples in there out on the beach, you know. And if that's the colors that you're looking for to maybe, you know, decorate a girl's room, you know, a beautiful sunset would be great, right? I also have a gondolier in Italy, and we went to Venice, and there was gondolas everywhere, and so we had a picture of a guy that's, you know, just pushing along the gondola. So that's another thing. So I have lots of things in my Etsy shop. I'm probably up to like 10 pictures, but if you go there every week or so just to see what's been updated, that's another place. Willowbrook Printable. It's under Etsy shop or etsy.com/shop and then Willowbrook Printable. And I'll put the link in the show notes so that you can take a look at that too. So if you want something a little more unique, maybe you don't want the mass-produced things, but you want something that you dream of. I have London landmarks out there. I'm gonna have Paris out there, you know, black and white photos. Maybe you're into black and white and not color, right? And you can totally do that when staging a house. Maybe you have lots of color. Maybe you have a really colorful wall. Like maybe it's a, you know, a green or a blue wall, but a black and white photo would look really nice on that wall when you're staging a house, right? So yeah, so there's lots of things. And I'm also working on a set for an entire house that you can buy, basically a bundle, if you will, a picture for the kitchen, one for the dining area, living room, master bedroom, kids' room, playroom, all those kinds of things. So you buy it all in one, and then what you do is then you enlarge them at your favorite print shop, whether it's Canvas Pop or Shutterfly or whatever, and then get the printed and then frame them and then hang them up, right? That way you don't have to go to the store. You just go send it off, get it, and have it shipped to your house, right? Easy peasy. So Etsy, my Etsy shop, Willowbrook Printable, or you can check out other Etsy shops too. They have a lot of printables there too. Or if you don't want to print it yourself, maybe you just want someone to print it for you and just ship it to you. Etsy has those things too. Okay. Local artists are another thing that you can, you know, if maybe you have a artsy type of town, we do. There are a lot of local artists that sell their own pieces. You know, that's a great way to, you know, maybe find a good deal, you know, or get to know an artist in the area, right? Another idea are kids' abstract drawings. You're probably thinking, wait, what? So, you know how they just randomly, sometimes in art class, they just come home with these projects and you're just like, oh, that's a beautiful, what is that? You know what I mean? Yeah, you can, because it's so abstract, you can kind of use that to your advantage. I did that for my one daughter. She came home when she was much younger. She came home with a glitter looking with so silver glitter and what looked like blue water and kind of gray, and it looked like an ocean wave. It looked so cool. So I just framed that and then hung it up in her room and on one part of her wall. And then she had another drawing that she had of a beautiful yellow sun that would just look so happy and so cheerful that I'm like, this is totally needs to be kept and framed. And yeah, so we put that in her room. You can also put that in a playroom if you wanted to. Okay, so your kids' abstract drawings are a great way to, you know, add some art to help stage a home. Okay, another idea, movie posters for the kids' rooms or the playroom. So if your kid is a fan of, like mine are, like fans of Marvel movies, yeah, anytime you can get a Marvel movie poster of like Black Widow, Spider-Man, Avengers, whatever it may be, the movie theaters will actually sell sometimes their movie posters after they're done with them. Always ask. We got that when we were stationed in Germany, the movie theater, after a while, they're like, oh yeah, we have like a whole bunch of these posters. Either they give them out for free and they're small little ones, or they're the bigger ones and they sell them for like 2, $3, right? Yeah, they have a whole like
poster thing of like just go into a gallery, walking through and just picking through the posters and pick which one you want type of thing. So then all you do is just get a frame at Michaels or IKEA, one of those nice black frames, then nothing fancy, nothing heavy, right? And use that to frame and put that up in the kids' rooms, right? That's perfectly fine. Another idea for you are personal travel photos. So just like I have my Etsy shop with my travel photos. If you go someplace and maybe you went to Yosemite Park, the Grand Canyon, whatever is something that, makes you happy. Maybe you went to the forest and you love this one picture of this sun shining through the trees, right? And that makes you happy. If it's not personal, like it doesn't have people in it and it's just, the forest with some really cool shadowing or something like that, definitely use that to help stage a home. Blow that up on a canvas and hang that up. I did that for one client, where she had a pretty picture. I'm trying to think. It was a water scene with some boats. I don't think it was in Italy. It would have been something like that though. It was really unique. She put it up on a, oh gosh, it was pretty big, like a 3 foot by 4 foot, type of big canvas piece. And got that blown up. I want to say it was for like for $100. And she was going to keep it anyway because she loved that picture and just reminded her of her travels. And so, yeah, so she put that up and we used that in the office, right? It was fantastic. So, personal travel photos are a great idea to help you stage a house, finding artwork to stage your home or decorate it, whichever way you want, okay? So I also have a blog post that I wrote, gosh, a while ago. It's called How to Decorate Large Empty Wall Space, and I'll put the link in the show notes as well to give you more ideas, not just the artworks that I just talked about. So if you, just as a refresh, we talked about Hobby Lobby, Kirkland's, Wayfair, Tuesday morning before they close, Big Lots. Oh, I forgot to mention thrift stores. Thrift stores, I think I mentioned it, maybe. But go to thrift stores. They have lots of things that, they may be old-fashioned, maybe, or they may be something unique that you're looking for, right? My Etsy shop at Willowbrook Printable, local artists, kids' abstract drawings, movie posters, and personal travel photos. So those are just some ideas to help you come up with some artwork to stage your home. If your walls are that empty and you just need a little bit of color, those are some great places to get started. All right. I hope you guys have a fantastic week, and I'll talk to you later.